I love learning about history. Specifically, I love learning about what inspires people. History isn't short of good examples, also bad examples, of men who have been able to inspire a lot of people, specifically religious men who have started different religions, different religious orders. Within this category, Jesus obviously falls into, but also men such as Buddha, Confucius, Muhammad, all these men fall into these different categories. Out of all of these, only one of these men throughout history was actually expected. Only one of these men was expected, and not only that, but the way was prepared for him for a very, very long time. If you read the Old Testament, you will hear many people who are longing for this Messiah. And today in the gospel, we hear of John the Baptist, a man who dedicated his entire life to preparing the way for Jesus to come. John the Baptist is a great example for us during this Advent season, a man who dedicated his entire life of preparation, can be a great inspiration for us during these 4 weeks as we prepare for Christmas to come. We know a little bit about John the Baptist. He was a relative of Jesus. He was kind of a crazy man. In the gospel, we hear that he wore a shirt of camel hair and he ate locusts and wild honey and he was just wandering around in the desert. What I get from that is really two things. The first is he was a man who really practiced what he preached. He lived a penitential life. What he did was kind of weird, kind of strange. He lived a penitential life. So he really practiced what he preached. But two, he was also kind of crazy, which meant that his message, what he had to say, had to be kind of twice as convincing. People had to kind of get over his weirdness. And then not only that, but thousands of people flocked to him. It said the entire region of Judea, right? The entire region, people would come out to listen to him. So imagine if just a wild, crazy man was wandering around the countryside of Dickinson and thousands of people were going out to see him. He must have been incredibly convincing. This is a man who dedicated his entire life. John the Baptist's work makes Jesus more important. His work makes Jesus more important. It prepares us for it. From his earliest moments, when he was a little child, he leapt in his mother's womb when he met the Virgin Mary at the Visitation. Later on, he was preparing people, he was baptizing people. He himself would have had lots of people who would have followed him. He would have had many disciples. And when he met Jesus, a lot of his disciples moved from him to Jesus. And they became some of Jesus' most important disciples. Some of them became his apostles, these men who were the disciples of John the Baptist. And we also know at the end of his life, the testament that he gave, he was killed by Herod in defense of marriage. John the Baptist is a great example for us in preparation for Advent. So if we don't understand his message, we won't be able to take him as such a good example. His entire message is one of repentance. He was a man who practiced what he preached, and what he preached was to repent and to be baptized. He wanted to be repent and to baptize. Throughout the gospel, we hear that multiple times. Jesus coming at Christmas time is not just another event in the calendar. The liturgical calendar in which we practice is real. It's alive. So it's Jesus actually coming. So John the Baptist is a great example. So someone who is waiting for Jesus to physically come to him as he's wandering around in the desert should be an example for us as we are waiting for him to physically come at Christmas time. So his message of repentance is the same thing for us. As the people who are following John the Baptist, the best way for them to receive Jesus was repentance. For us in Advent time, the best way for us to receive Jesus at Christmas time is repentance. Most concretely, how that looks is in the sacrament of the confessional. John the Baptist did not have this beautiful sacrament which Jesus gave us. Jesus wanted us to have this sacrament for us to be reconciled to him. It's a way of emptying ourselves so that we may be filled with something else. If we are full of ourselves, there is no way in which we're able to receive Jesus at Christmas time. The same humility that we need in going to confession, and it's a very humbling thing. It's an extremely humbling thing. The same humility that we need in order to go to confession is the same humility that we need to be able to receive Jesus at Christmas time. If we are too full of ourselves, if we are too prideful, then Christmas will just seem like another date in the calendar. It won't really seem like much. But if we prepare ourselves through repentance, specifically by going to confession, then we will be able to receive Jesus even more. It's a great way to prepare ourselves. So if you want to give yourself a great present, if you want to give your family members a great present, if you want to give your priest a great present this Christmas season, start by going to confession. Make a good, honest confession. Take time to examine your conscience and go to confession with your whole heart. I guarantee you, it'll prepare you better for Christmas. So let us humble ourselves, let us empty ourselves, so that in a couple weeks when Jesus comes, we may be filled with him.